Good morning and welcome to the LK Report, the only show exposing the child protection industry for what it really is, and the official podcast of www.legallykidnapped.com. I'm your host, the mighty LK, and today is the 24th day of National CPS Fundraiser Month, or National Child Abuse Propaganda Month, whatever you want to call it, otherwise known as April, and here's what we got going on for you in the news today. You really can't make this stuff up, people, but in Dover, New York, it turns out that a woman who was adopted ended up marrying her birth father and had a baby by him, and he murdered them both when she tried to leave them. Government officials have confirmed that about 700 immigrant children have been taken away from their parents at the southern border since last October. More than 100 were younger than 4, and they're thrown into foster care as a deterrent to keep them out of the United States. In Ireland, evidence is showing that the HSE has known since 2012 about the illegal adoptions of babies, including the sale of one to American parents from a mother and baby's home. In Illinois, the family of a child protective worker who was murdered by a pissed-off parent is backing a bill that would provide harsher penalties for people who do things like that. I guess life in prison isn't enough. In Kansas, the governor is backing a bill that would provide protections for faith-based child protective agencies who don't want to sell your kids to lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered people. Also in Kansas, where children sleep in CPS offices, they still can't account for nearly 70 missing foster kids. And one more thing about Kansas, the DCF plans to hire 200 unlicensed staff to perform child welfare investigations. In Australia, an 11-year-old boy who ran away from what police said was a carer's facility has been found dead at the Oakleigh train station. It is believed the boy was hit by a train. And in Saskatchewan, Canada, an appeals court rules that child welfare does not permit warrantless police searches. And that's what's been going on www.legallykidnapped.com since we spoke last. Check back for the next episode of the LK Report. Have a good day.